Welcome to Podcast on Wheels, powered by Power Loops. This is Brian Smith, and we've got the Shonda Pierce in the studio tonight. We have just finished up a show.
Yeah,
got on the shirt. We're rocking and rolling.
That is so hilarious.
Shonda, you take over the mic right there. You tell us. You tell us.
You're good. No, we can hear you.
You put it wherever you want.
You're going to hear my voice anywhere.
No, you're good.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Shonda, you tell us. Just start us off here. You take charge. You tell us what's going on. I want to know.
I'm curious about this because this is an incredible setup. This would be an amazing thing down at the border.
Yeah.
That's where you need to run this thing down to El Paso.
There you go.
Okay.
And tell the truth.
Amen.
Yeah, what's going on down there. I tell you what gets on my mind, though, is election. Now, I was a Trump girl, and everybody knows it, and I got blackballed with a lot of things. And then he became president, and I could go, and I wonder if in November that's what it'll be like.
Yeah.
If I will, in Jesus' name, get to go, because he's back in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know.
He will be.
You think he will be? Like, you got one guy in here with all the faith of the world.
Well, that's okay.
I think so.
I will say something's got to change. Amen. Or we are headed in a really, really bad direction in our country.
Yeah.
And sadly, you know, we've had bad decisions down to Obamacare. We've had bad decisions on economic policy down through the year, bad foreign policies down through the years, you know, because America's not perfect, but we're pretty close when it comes to how to run a country,
right.
You know, and that's democracy, capitalism, those are all good things. But we are headed in a direction that's going to be much harder to come back from if we don't pull the reins in.
Yeah.
There's some decisions and things being done that this is going to be hard to finish. And one of it is probably our country is full of people that hate us.
Yeah.
And that's what the danger part is. So the border, I think, is one of the number one issues in voting right now. Just got to be number one issues. And I think most of my Democrat friends, even the ones that don't like me very much, I think they know it.
Yeah.
I think they know we're in trouble. There is no more covering for the old guy. There's no more going, Kamala's learning. If she has to become president, it's okay. Mm-hmm. No, there's no more of that. The blinders are off, and it's only the diehard people that just hate freedom and hate Republicans that are holding out that, we're in the right direction.
Yeah.
What are they drinking?
Right.
In their water, I've not found anybody pleased with the direction that this country is going in, Republican or Democrat or independent, nobody's pleased with the direction this country is going in.
Yeah.
And so, something's got to change. Something's got to give.
So with your platform and that statement and where you're at, you know, I was in the show tonight and I was one of the eight men.
Yeah,
right.
Shame.
I was one of the
shame
eight.
On you.
We only had one bathroom tonight. But that's okay.
And a bush.
That's okay. Yeah, well, I used a bush. But anyway, so, you know, with your platform and sharing your message and doing that through comedy, through fun, and I laughed my ass off during the show.
I'm so glad. Okay? I wish I could. It's still there.
but when you came out, I mean, you got hurt this week. You still... It's game time. You showed up.
Yeah,
you're a professional.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
It's just what you do. You know, I'll tell you what was the greatest, you know, probably training ground for me. And it sounds silly now because it's 40 years ago, but was singing and dancing at Opryland.
Yeah.
Opryland was a theme park in Nashville.
Yep.
So 5 times a day, 6 days a week, every show had to be 100%.
Yeah.
And the training that did for 6 years, you know, all those shows. Probably was that you just, you know, grin and bear it and get it finished and get it done. Now, I will crash tonight.
Yeah.
I have to stretch out, and I got this little thing that stretches my back. And,
good.
But I'm going to get a kyphoplasty something where they put cement in the cracks of your broken vertebra.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it. If it doesn't work, fine, but just keep me asleep for a while.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So how do you handle your schedule? How do you handle the demands?
Not well enough.
Yeah?
But I will say, I take the winter and the summer off.
Okay.
I have always done that, even when I started out, because my kids were little. And so I wanted to be home when they're home the majority of time. And so I've never swayed from that. Now that I've noticed, as my kids are grown and gone, you know, the powers that be, the agents, the managers, it seems like that winter's getting shorter and shorter and summer's getting shorter and shorter. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of them, if I could be just bold, they'll probably never say this.
It's okay.
They are making hay while they can because they hear the old girl wants to go home.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of it. You know, book company. Oh, you got to get out there and sell the book now. You got to do the interviews. You got to do all the stuff. And that is, and that's the business of what you do. Even if you call what you do ministry, there's still a business to it. And you got to do smart business.
Right.
You know, and I actually, like any other artist out there, you have your working days. I don't have a 9-to-5 job. So there's no, you know, time clock to punch, and then someone takes out the tax for you. And then you go, I got to pay taxes in every state that I go to. I have to go, you know, pay income tax, you know, federal and state, everywhere. It's just it becomes a huge, complicated business that you never dreamed. It's like, I just wanted a microphone and to be funny, you know, and then all of a sudden you got 6 employees. And I am concerned about, I know the people who will not, who will not have a job when I'm done.
Right.
And that bothers me. And so I try to give them plenty of time going, you know, better start looking for another gig, you know.
Absolutely. Your content tonight, I mean, you had an accident this week.
Yeah, I fell off the tub.
Right. And
I wasn't naked. That always was. People go, oh, did you slip? No.
Yeah.
I had clothes on, dang it.
Yeah.
Because an ambulance
you were cleaning,
driver was
right?
cute.
The ambulance driver.
Yeah. I was trying to get the beetle bugs out of my bathroom.
Yeah.
I failed.
Yeah.
It's a real reality when you're this age and you get hurt and you realize, oh, man, I really am old.
Yeah.
And it really is one of the first times that the reality of being over 60 cropped up before my very face.
But how you walked on stage and the impersonation that you did there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on now. Come on now.
Shuffle in. I could be president one day.
You could be president. But you're not in jail, so that's not the other opportunity.
Well, that's
so,
what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
If you don't get woke, you're going to go broke. You know? But I ain't broke yet. This is what's so crazy. And I have really wonderful secular comics, you know, that don't work clean. And I love them anyway, you know, because just who they are.
Yeah.
As my grandma says, they're walking in all the light they know.
Yeah.
But they're great comics, and they're all one of my favorites, which will shock the church world. I love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish he was a born-again Christian because I would love to visit with him in eternity. But he refused to go woke.
Yeah.
You know, and he got beat up for it a little bit, you know, but he's still a very wealthy man. Somebody of my caliber gets canceled. It can be dangerous and scary. The good thing is I'm still the conservative good girl and the church's good girl.
Yeah.
And so I'm still okay.
Yeah.
The what would make me get canceled faster is if I accidentally cussed on the church stage or had an affair with somebody.
Yeah.
I can still talk about, you know, licking your britches if you don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't get canceled by the church world, but I could have an affair with somebody who was licking in their britches and my career's over.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, well, it's not sad. We need to have a higher standard, but it is kind of funny. I walk in a totally different world, and it's a hard world.
Yeah. In the first part of your show, and you were talking about different, you know what your church preaches, know what your church teaches, and understanding, like, what do you really believe? So, I mean, how?
Well, the Methodist Church, the whole Methodist denomination just went through a big old split.
Right.
And they're one of the largest denominations in the world. And they did a big old split. And I'm almost proud of them. So the ones who want to say homosexuality is fine. They split off from the ones who go, well, in the Bible, it does say a little something different.
Yeah.
You know, and I have incredibly wonderful gay friends.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. I don't have to stay awake at night trying to figure that out because I'm not gay.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out to the people that do feel they are gay and they do have partners and they love them. But that part of their salvation is for them to work out with fear and trembling. It's not for me.
Right.
Where I disagree with the Methodist Church, the ones that decided it's okay for a gay guy to be in a platform or a lesbian to be the pastor. And that's where I have a problem. And a lot of my gay friends do, too.
Yeah.
They go, you know, the Bible says women aren't supposed to be preachers, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's crazy. But a lot of denominations have figured a way around that.
Step into the future with Power Loops, the king of off-grid power, where our proprietary system is changing the game of energy. This isn't just power, it's freedom. The freedom to live, work, and play anywhere, powered by our innovative technology that taps into the Earth's natural energy. Our system is designed for efficiency, durability, and sustainability, ensuring that you have reliable power 365 days a year, without harming the planet. Whether you're traveling in the RV, the remote wilderness, or just opting out of traditional power grids, Power Loops provides the ultimate solution. Join us in leading the charge towards a cleaner, greener, and more empowered world. Power Loops, the king of off-grid energy.
Yeah.
If you can't, a woman in a Baptist church can't be a preacher unless she sells a lot of books. Yeah. And then she's allowed to be whatever she wants to be. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Or to fill out her driveway, right?
I know. Hey, I'm gonna talk to my sweetheart over here.
Yeah.
Hello, my sweetheart. Tony, will you tell them where I'm at?
Yes.
Right here is the text or something. Or call them or something.
I love this.
My whole crew is going, where the heck's this trailer?
I love this.
We don't see anything out here in the parking lot.
I love this. Yeah. So,
did you blush when I said my sweetheart is your dad?
No.
Oh, because he's got so many of them.
No, yeah, because he's full of shit, too.
He does.
He is. He's just full of shit. I've known him for longer than you have.
I've known him 7 years.
Yeah, and according to my mom, he is my dad.
Yes.
Okay, and that's all I got.
Is your mom still living?
Yeah.
You liar. You said you killed her. I'm just kidding. That's funny.
That is funny. That is funny.
That is funny.
When did you start being funny? Was it when?
Right out of the womb. I think.
Tell me how you got into this.
I got into it because of Minnie Pearl.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
No, name. I do.
When I went to Opryland, I didn't know how to dance. It was obvious because I grew up where dancing will send you to hell.
Yeah.
And in order to excuse myself from the big dance number, my boss said, here, memorize these jokes.
Uh-huh.
And they were from the show they put me in, gave the history of country music by impersonating different. And I impersonated a lot.
Okay.
I impersonated Kitty Wells and Brenda Lee and Dolly Parton. I had to use socks, a lot of socks.
A lot of socks.
And and so I impersonated everyone. And then I impersonated Minnie Pearl. And that's where I fell in love with comedy.
So what's the coolest thing you've got to do by being who you are? What's the coolest place?
USO trips are the best.
USO trips.
To go entertain the troops was just the greatest thing. And I went to right smack in the middle of the wartime in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And I went to Baghdad. That was amazing. It was amazing to entertain them. I was a nervous wreck, not because I thought I'd get killed, because they keep you safe. We have the greatest military on the planet.
Amen.
It's a shame we have watered them down and made them a little wussy when they're not, you know. And they're amazing guys. And then I've been to the White House a lot.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of dinners and saw the sights of the White House and the Oval Office and the living quarters and all of that. But that was great. And our President Trump is a fallen man.
Mm-hmm.
He is not perfect. He is an obloviator. He is narcissist.
Yeah.
He will just, you know, say anything that pops into his head. And that's the charm of him. Mm-hmm. And Washington, D.C. does not know what to do with that.
Yeah.
And my thing is, I don't know, what's going to happen. I don't have any kind of inside scoop. I haven't been to my meetings lately.
No.
You know, because I was a part of a lot of the coalitions and the Women for Trump coalition,
mm-hmm.
and I loved them all. But I got beat up really bad for my Trump following. And I didn't follow the man. I followed the policies that I felt like needed to be in place for our country. It just happened to come from a guy with orange hair.
Yeah.
And I got beat up a lot, and I lost a lot of friends. And shame on them.
Absolutely.
But it also scared me off a little bit. So I just kind of keep to myself about it. But I don't back down if someone asks me. You know, I still think, to me, and my son and I do not see each other eye to eye. He's 34, about your age. He's, you know. He and I, we don't argue about it anymore because it used to get very heated, and I won't do that in my own home. But I do tell him all the time, there's got to be something to the fact that here is a man that is hated so much. There must be a reason for that.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen overnight. So there is, and I'm not a big conspiracy theorist thing, but if this is not some kind of conspiracy, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
Because there is just something amiss. There's just something amiss. And so I pray for that man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine walking in his shoes. Or in the, and I've met his children. I've met Laura Trump several times. And I've met Ivanka. Incredible, brilliant people. There is a reason why Ivanka is not so in, you know, into the politics anymore. These people got beat up.
Yeah.
And criticized and ridiculed and their money getting taken away from them and the hard work that they did. You know, and you talk about the politics, and this is what people, I think, and maybe even the Christians that are not yet sold on Trump. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He is, you know, he'll use a cuss word every now and then probably, but you did a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And
thank you for catching that.
And so all of that is the fact that he is a solid, good conservative man.
Yeah.
And they hate him, which makes you just can't wait for the fireworks.
How I watch the women tonight, it's almost like they get a night just to be women when they come see you. And they just get to enjoy that. So,
I mean, they could be men. We have to make that.
Oh, yeah. They got to check.
We have to be popular with everybody. They could be a man.
They could be if they want to choose.
I love that part of my job. I love it.
And you've been in movies, you've been on stage and everything. So, I mean, you attract those women and you give them that insight to say, hey, look at this. I can enjoy myself for a night.
Yeah.
And you give them that freedom for those hours.
You know what? You can, let's just face it. I come from Nashville, Tennessee. There's a honky tonk on every corner.
Yeah.
It is really fun to provide a fun night. And you didn't have to be inebriated.
Right.
You will remember it the next day.
Right.
You know, people ask, why don't you work comedy clubs? I'm like, because I'm working hard and you better sit there and remember this night.
That's
you know what
it.
I mean?
That's it.
I don't do a 2-drink minimum, you know, because I don't want to get up there sloshed around, you know.
Yeah.
I love that we can have a night that is not drug induced or alcohol induced and just be real and honest. And that's been a rare thing for the church world.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And I'm so happy for it. I mean, it always has to be based around. Now, I do share a lot of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because that's what I love, you know.
That's right. That's right. But and that's kind of your mission is to give those people that freedom for those few hours.
Yeah.
And just be them.
But you know what? Jesus did that.
Yeah.
It's we that came along and built this idea of church.
Yeah.
Which is a foundation in the New Testament that we are together, one with the other. Like mind is supposed to sit around and visit a couple of times. Yeah. And iron sharpens iron and all those verses in the Bible. It is really good to be the church, but the church is global. We've pared it down to little buildings and little theologies, and we've pared it down to we like this kind of music and we like this kind of music over here, and we've pared it down of who sings the doxology and who doesn't, and we put all that into it. I think the world would be very surprised that if Jesus showed up and said, you know, I'm going to have some church time, he would pick a tree over by the lake, and we would all just sit around and talk. There'd be no big music program. There'd be no smoke machine and no coffee bar before Sunday school. We just would talk with the man and talk about the man and learn something. And we have complicated church. When church's simplicity, the simplicity of being a Christ follower, it would be great if we'd get back to the basics of that rather than worrying about our buildings and our fancy stuff, which doesn't mean enjoy your fancy stuff and go to your Easter cantata this weekend and enjoy that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, we do complicate it.
All right. Well, I know your time is limited and your people are reaching out to you already. So could you share maybe a quote, a book that you recommend, or maybe a joke that you just came up with? Just give us something here, because I know your time is extremely valuable. Well, so just give us just one more little bam right here to this camera. Let's go.
Let's end it because I love her so much. But right. Minnie Pearl used to say, y'all come see us. We'll treat you so many different ways. You're bound to like one of them. And that is a Shonda Pierce night.
Amen. Amen. Shonda, thank you. Thank you so much for coming out here.
Don't do that old COVID. This is supposed to be the cool thing.
All right. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, Shonda.
See you later.
Thank you, sweetheart.
This is awesome.
You have a great night.
I really
thank you for watching Podcast on Wheels.